Hello?
Hi, is this Kendall?
Yes.
Hi, Kendall. This is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit that was inquired about. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. And Kendall, was it yourself or was it a loved one that was exposed to Roundup?
Myself.
I see. Yeah, and I'm really sorry to hear that. Would you mind me asking, were you ever diagnosed with anything after the exposure?
Well, I got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
It's been a lot of years since I used it, and I used quite a bit of it on a property I owned, and I don't have any receipts or anything like that.
Okay, I see. No worries, no worries. Do you know if you've had an attorney assist you with this? Have you signed any paperwork or anything
No.
electronically? Okay.
No, I just did that thing online or something, I guess.
Yeah, alrighty. And you said that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry to hear that. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
Well, it's been over a year. I think it was in August of 23.
Okay. All right. So I'm putting August of
Well, let's
2023.
see, was it 23? Because I started the chemo, I think in September, and I got over it and yeah, it was 23.
Okay.
Because my last infusion was January of 24. And so I'm basically cured, or I'm in remission, I should say.
Okay, well that's great to hear. And do you
Yeah.
know how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'll be 72 in July, so 2 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, 70, I guess.
Yeah, alrighty. Okay. All right. And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of when you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you spray it for at least or a minimum of 2 years or at least 10 days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how long you sprayed it?
Well, I had 10 acres, so it was probably over the course of months, if not years. Well, probably years.
Okay. All right. So how many years would you say? Or when did you start spraying it? Do you remember?
Well, let's see. I've been here in July. It'll be 11 years. And the house I had, and then I was in another place for a year. And so, yeah, probably 8 years. Probably 8 years
Okay.
before.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And throughout those 8 years, it is a little, complicated here, but do you know how many hours roughly you've been exposed to Roundup?
Oh shoot. I spent hours out there, so probably probably I would just guess 30, 40 hours at least.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
I have
Okay,
a
and
lot
when.
of berry bushes and a lot of poison oak I was killing.
Okay, alrighty. Around those acres. Okay, and then when did you stop spraying the Roundup?
Well, that would have been 11, 12, probably 12 years ago.
Okay. Around 2013, would you say? Okay. Alrighty. And it was all residential use, or was there any commercial use?
No, it was my place.
Okay. All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this was for yourself. Would you know anyone else that sprayed Roundup and was affected? Any neighbors, family, or friends?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, that's great to hear. Okay, And then what was, let me see here. Okay, and then I have your first name spelled KENDALL, is that right? Okay.
Like the motor oil without the money.
I see. And then I have your last name here is SPENCE, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. Did you have a middle name?
Blaine.
Okay. You said.
BLAINE.
Okay, that was BLAINE.
Kendall
Okay.
Blaine. Let's see.
Okay. All righty. And what was your date of birth?
July 14, 1953.
Okay, July 14, 1953. Beautiful. And your social?
570-90-3010.
Okay, beautiful. Now, in the inquiry, it did not give me an email. Do you have one that you use?
Yeah, it's the letters K like Kendall, M like Nancy, K like Karen, Spence at gmail.com.
Okay. So again, that's K as in Kendall, N as in Nancy, T as in tent,
No,
Spence.
K, another K.
Okay.
My
Okay, so
wife's
it's
name was Karen.
got it. Okay, so it's KNK Spence at gmail.com. Okay. All right, beautiful. Okay, and is this phone number the best one to reach you?
I'm sorry, say again, honey.
Is this phone number the best one
Yes.
to be able to reach you? All right. Okay, and when did you start spraying Roundup? Was this around 2005, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and it was, you said it was 10 acres around your home, right?
Yes. Although I didn't spray the whole 10 acres, I had 10 acres, but
Got it.
I probably sprayed, oh, well, half of that, about 5 acres.
Okay. Alrighty. And it does ask how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. This is including small touch-ups here and there. Would you have an estimate?
Oh gosh. 100.
Okay.
With all the touch-ups and
Yeah, of course.
every time I'd see a spot of poison oak coming up, I'd
Oh, yeah.
run out and kill it.
Yeah, and over the span of 8 years, it would be at least 100, I'm assuming. And
Yeah.
have you ever been a smoker at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind me asking how many years you smoked?
I guess around, well, I quit
Mm-hmm.
in last September, but probably I think it was 50, around 55 years or so.
Okay. All right. Around 55. Okay, and do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, it was actually shoot, what's the guy's name? Well, the gal that called me with the diagnosis is a physician's assistant certified. It says Linda Monroe.
Okay, you said Linda Monroe?
Yeah, she's a certified physician's
Okay.
assistant, PA.
Beautiful. And where is are they based? What state?
In here in California, in Grass Valley, California.
Okay. Let me see what I can do here to find. Okay, I do see Linda Monroe in Grass Valley, California. Perfect. And what hospital or clinic was it at that you were diagnosed?
Oh, here at the Sierra Nevada Memorial, it's now a Dignity Health.
Okay.
It's the only hospital in Grass Valley, so.
Alrighty. Yes, I do see that. This is on Glass and Way. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm just putting some other information down.
Yeah, you need my oncologist?
Yes, do you have that?
Yeah, Dr. Campbell.
Okay.
And he works there out of the hospital, in oncology in the hospital.
Okay. Beautiful. Would that be David?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to put his information instead of Mrs. Monroe's, okay?
Oh, okay, because he's my oncologist, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, right. I felt a lump in my neck, and so I went to my regular doctor. And first I thought it was like some kind of cyst, like Dr. Pimple Popper, you know, takes out. And so she sent me over to this plastic surgeon's office where Linda works out of, and I forget his name, but he looked at it and he goes, yeah, we need a ultrasound. And it came back and there was a lump in it. And he goes, yeah, we need a biopsy. And that's when they found the lymphoma.
I see. And after they found it, did they do any chemotherapy, radiation?
They referred me to oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through 20 day each, every 20 days, I had to go in for an infusion. And then it was January 29th of 24 was my last infusion.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, congratulations on any that you said you're in remission now.
Yeah, how about that?
That's
and I
exciting.
Also got a tumor in my liver, but that was unrelated to the lymphoma. But anyway, I went to UC-Davis, and they took care of that.
Okay, so. Well, that's great. And when did you start your treatment? Do you remember that?
I can find the paperwork and look it up, but I think it was in September.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they diagnosed it in August, and they started it in either late August or early September.
Okay. And that was of 2023, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's great news. And then what was the best address for you?
101 62 Shamrock, Shamrock, Lode, and it's spelled LODE.
Okay.
Since I live in the gold country, don't you know? And Grass Valley, California, 95949.
Okay. All right, beautiful. So I have 10162 Shamrock Lode, LODE, Grass Valley, California, 95949. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And then we do request an emergency contact in case, you know, we can't reach you for an extended period. Kendall, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Beth.
Okay. What was Beth's last name?
Murphy.
Murphy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you know her phone number?
I can get it for you real quick.
Right.
I have it on speed dial, so I never did memorize it. My other phone. Area 530-263-6794.
6794. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm just going to review your information super briefly. It'll just take 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And when you're done there, I need to see who I'm talking to. I forget.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I need to know who you are, too, so.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, my name is Carolina. I'd be more than happy to send you more information. We do work with different law firms here. We have, we have Doble Law Firm.
Oh, you
could
email me all that, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do that.
All right, perfect. Well, I do need to verify with my supervisor. It looks like we're having a small technical difficulty. It's incorrectly mapping a question. Would it be okay if I it wouldn't even be a hold, just I would just be on mute just so I can ask her questions.
Yeah, no, that's fine then.
All right. I appreciate your patience here, Kendall. Thank
oh,
you so much.
Oh, not a problem. You still there, hon? Hello. Hello.
Okay, hi Kendall, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I do apologize for that. There was a complication with the it's called an intake. It's like a questionnaire. It wasn't populating a lot of the answers, but we did get it sorted out. Okay, now there are a couple more that we have to go through. It's fairly short. Have you ever been diagnosed with any of the following? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C? Rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, a cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or an organ transplant. Okay, which one of those?
I had hepatitis C, which is in remission,
That's great. Was that the only one?
and type 2 diabetes.
Okay. And do you know of any family history of cancer?
My mother had cancer. It wasn't lymphoma. It was she had some kind of lung cancer. It just spread through her whole body in a short period of time and took her.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a boy.
Perfect.
Oh,
And
all boy.
Are you married or what was your marital status?
I'm a widow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Widower.
And you said that you were 72, is that correct?
I'll be 72 in July. I'm 71 right now.
Okay. 71 right now. How did you learn the connections between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's? Was it like an ad on TV or something on social media?
I saw it on TV.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Okay. Do you know roughly when that was, when you found out that they were connected?
Well, whenever I called you guys.
Okay.
Well, I'd heard about it, a long time ago. Then when it just refreshed my memory,
Yeah.
when I saw it again.
And was this
And
last year that?
after I had lymphoma, I'm going, oh, yeah.
Right. Okay, no worries. So I'll put around Is it okay if I put that you found out last year? Okay. And then what was your height and weight?
Well, I'm at the time I was 6 foot and 250.
Okay. All right, beautiful. Now the phone that we're speaking on, this is a smartphone, right? You receive text messages?
No, this is my house. I have
a landline.
Yeah, I have a landline. Okay. And well, it's an Android actually. It's my cell phone.
Okay. All right. No worries.
And then I have a desktop computer and a tablet.
I see. Got all of the above. Okay. And then how many times per year or per month would you say that you used Roundup?
Probably twice a month.
Okay. Twice a month. Alrighty. And did you wear any protective gear when you applied it? Any gloves, glasses?
Yeah. Anytime I was doing yard work, I always wore safety glasses. And when I use chemicals, I use rubber gloves.
Okay. Did you ever wear them with the Roundup, the rubber gloves?
Yeah, mostly just to mix it, not to spray it.
Oh, got it. Okay, so you said you mixed it. That was the concentrated that you bought then?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And you said that it was only sprayed in the state of California?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Just one second. Okay, now it is a little far-fetched. Obviously, you did live in California, but did you ever get your water from a well?
I did, on that 10 okay. acres.
Okay, beautiful. And do you know if that water was ever tested?
Yeah, I tested it, had it tested
okay.
a few times. So, yeah.
Okay, all right. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Well, I switched to Spectracide.
Okay.
Weed and grass killer.
Weed and grass killer, all right. Oh, I do see that one. Okay. All right, and do you know where the Roundup might have been purchased?
Probably at Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay. You wouldn't have any receipts or any Roundup in the possession?
I don't. It's been quite a while since, you know, about probably 12 years or something, 11, 12
yeah.
years.
No, and I understand. I wouldn't keep anything from that long ago either.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kendall, are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Did you ever lose any time away from work because of the non-Hodgkin's?
No, I was retired when I was diagnosed.
Okay. Alrighty. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. How about involved with any other lawsuits, filed a disability claim, workers' compensation claim, filed for bankruptcy, or been convicted of a crime?
No. Well, I got a few DUIs back in the day. I also have 31 years of sobriety.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had a workman's comp. I used to be a truck driver, and this is like back in 1986 or something. I fell off a dock and screwed up my back, and so I had to change careers. Anyway, it was on the job. It was a workman's comp.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Well, I'll make sure to take that down. And you said that as of right now, there's no, you know, symptoms, long-lasting effects from the diagnosis.
Well, I still get fuzzy headed.
Okay.
And that can last up to a couple of years, I guess, is what they told me.
Okay.
From the chemo.
Yeah, no worries. I'll make sure to take that down.
Yeah, I still have days where I feel like I am still on chemo. You know, it's weird. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And lastly, this Beth Murphy, emergency contact, do we have permission to contact if need be?
is Beth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So before we wrap up, I do want you to know what to expect next. While we are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize it, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes our quality assurance department to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah, I should be.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, I'm just reviewing your information to send that over to the DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Kendall, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages?
Email.
Email. Okay. Alrighty. I'm just opening this up. Okay, so if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up that email. You should be receiving it from me in 1 second here. Before I do send it out, I do want to verify some of the information on here just so we catch any errors, if there are any. Okay, I have Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, Blaine Spence, and then I have your address is 10162 Shamrock Road, Grass Valley, California. I have your date of birth as July 14th of 1953, and then do I have your consent to read your social?
Yeah.
Okay, that was 570-903010, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I just sent that out. Let me know if you received that in your email, okay?
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
Came in, got to get over to my desktop. Where are you guys located at?
We're out here in California, or at least I am. The law firms work throughout the nation.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts in California?
I'm in Irvine, out here in Orange County, California. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys get much smoke with that wildfires down there?
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much. I know we're still a little more south than... You know,
yeah.
We're too affected, but it was really sad to see.
Yeah, so bad.
It's so scary too, having people that you know up there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize. Give me just a sec here.
No, take your time.
There we go. Okay. Sign with DocuSign. Okay.
Perfect. I'm going to have you click on that link. If you have any issues, just let me know. I'll stay on the line, okay?
Do I hit review documents?
Yes, yes. And then it's going to have you... click, let me see here. I believe it should say start or continue after agreeing to use electronic records and signatures. Did you see that?
Um, allow while visiting this site, allow this time. So one of those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put allow this time, I guess, or
yeah,
allow while visiting the site, huh?
That's your preference. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. And then continue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree.
Yes, agree to use electronic records as signature. And then it's going to have you continue. And then you're going to see a yellow start button that you're going to click.
Okay. Got it. Oh, and that says, sign. So
yes.
I click on sign?
You're going to click on, there should be a small yellow box, and then you're going to click on that. It's going to prompt you to sign, and then you're going to hit adopt and sign.
Yeah, it did all that, and adopt a sign.
Beautiful. And then you're going to go ahead and click next. It's going to lead you through everywhere that you have to sign, so you're just going to apply your signature there. If it has you do initial fields, you're just going to repeat the process.
Okay, I'm just going back up to the top, see if there's nothing I missed. One with a two shamrock grass vine. Okay, all that looks good. Sign again. And then initial, sign again. And sign again. And initial, and sign again. And sign, and sign. And I have access to my healthcare provider portal. Well, I don't really
okay,
do
that's
that,
okay. Is there a required field there?
Well, no.
Okay.
It's just got a blue thing around circle.
I see.
Oh, yeah. So I'll just leave it alone. Because
mm-hmm.
I can get it if, you know.
That's great.
If I wanted to. And then it says finish.
Beautiful. So you're going to click finish, and then it should be popping up on my end. I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on my end. After you clicked finish, did it take you back to another signature field?
Oh, I didn't hit. I should. Well, I clicked on finish.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, it wants me to choose. Okay. Okay. And now it's taking me to log in to DocuSign.
Okay. No. So I received the finished DocuSign on my end, Kendall. Any extra steps to log in, I think they just want you to get that app. But you can exit out of there. I do see the completed documents here. I'm just going to review the signature super briefly. I know sometimes they're a little picky with that. Oh, it looks perfect. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so it looks perfect. Now I'm going to send you a text message or an email, actually. I know you did prefer email. So I'm going to send you an email. It's going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's. Okay. Now, that way, if you have any questions or if you have any case-related inquiries, if anything comes up, you can always feel free to reach out, okay?
Oh, good. Okay. Contact you or them?
Either is fine. You can contact me for now. I know it takes them about, like I said, 48 hours to receive your paperwork. If anything comes up, I'd be more than happy to help. If you have something a little more specific, they would be great at helping as well. Yeah, but besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, I guess that's all good, Karen.
Good, good. I appreciate your time today, Kendall. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Do you know about how long all this is going to take?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I know it does, you know, depend case by case. As soon as the attorneys get your paperwork, that would be a great question for them, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good one.
Okay. Now I'm back on your next email. So I click on view completed documents.
Oh, yeah. That email is, it's it sends out automatically. That's just a copy of the document that you just signed. So if you ever want to go back and read the fine print, that's always there for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I might as well.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time once again, Kendall. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.